suggested that we create these administratively.
So the Department of Finance is exercising legislative oversight?
Well, I don't know about that, sir, but that's how they're created.
Well, I would expect a little more clarity from Finance.
The decision at Finance was that the justification for the requested positions was not sufficient to come forward with a legislative request at that point in time. However, the Finance believed that in working with DMHC and establishing these positions under Control Section 31 administratively for 1 year's time, that they would give the department opportunity to develop better data and a fairly verifiable request. And so the intent has always been to if these positions were judged to be necessary on an ongoing basis, to put them through the proper legislative process.
Were budgeted resources sufficient to support this?
Yes, I believe so.
Hello, wish to comment?
We have significant concerns about these positions being administratively reestablished for a second year. The department's had over 6 months now to gather workload data about what these positions would be doing related to making changes to the licensing process. They've also indicated that they already believe some of the positions would be needed on a permanent basis. Therefore, we recommend that the funding for 2006-07 be reduced by about $1 million to reflect the 13 positions reduction, and then that they be directed to request these positions at the time of the May revision in a Finance letter.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I think that, if I may,
yes,
that we would concur that we're willing to submit the Finance letter and the BCP at that time.
All right, so the committee then will take action to reduce this by $1 million, and then you'll come back with the supporting documentation. That'll be on a 2-0 vote.
And for the record, Finance would oppose the budget reduction.
All right, do you want to explain the staffing augmentation on number two?
I can do that. This is for our legislative unit. We're a relatively new department. The legislative unit was never firmly established before we had a freeze on positions. We do get a significant amount of legislation analysis that has to be farmed out around the department. That we would certainly agree with the staff position to approve the request.
All right, given the testimony that's preceded this, we're going to hold that open. And we'll, as I said before, we'll have a special order of business to deal with the issue of the provider oversight and look for more clarity on item three going forward. I can't emphasize my concern of making this department meet its charge in the service it provides to the medical community and the public. I'm concerned that we're not able to act in a timely manner that seems to address the ongoing problem, and I think this is the time that we ought to try to establish the road to be able to do that.
And sir, may I ask for a clarification? Are you speaking to this provider payment issue specifically, or were you speaking also to the 13 positions? Because I can certainly provide
speaking to both.
Okay, I was going to say, if I may take 1 minute and talk about the accomplishments that we have had in this licensing unit that we, again, restructured completely top to bottom from March 17, 2004 to this date. Essentially, the biggest problem that was cited by health plans was the inability to get new health plan products to market. And because of that, and because of the ease of getting products through the Department of Insurance that has far lower standards, and the number of managed care products and the number of managed care lives has been diminishing. We took it as a very, very strong first order of business, again, with the provider issues, to again create better predictability, to reduce the amount of paper, and to streamline the entire process. Essentially, a process that in 2004, when I took over, took 147 days to get to a product approval, now takes 27 days. That's a remarkable accomplishment that I don't claim. I credit to my staff and to the dedication that we have applied to this and the resources that have been supplied by the 13 positions.
I don't take issue with that. What I am concerned about is that we don't have a full appreciation of the challenges that your department is facing, that we don't have a full understanding and assessment of the resources that you need to be able to carry out your charge, and I don't believe we have the knowledge base going forward that you're going to be able to complete the charge that you're asked to be completed. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think this should be looked at by the people that are in this department as being negative. I think it should be looked at as to how can we work together to try to put the proper resources together and with the other policy committees on the Senate to be able to develop, if needed, the type of policies that will give you the authority to be able to resolve the problems that have been discussed this morning.
Well, we really appreciate that.
And I feel that we have the opportunity, rather than to complete the budget in a vacuum, to try to get a full disclosure and have the discussion so that we can make the decisions in concert that resolve, that work to make this problem better.
We would very much welcome that. We think that this obviously is an area of tremendous concern to Californians, and we really welcome the opportunity to have any policy discussions and as well any accompanying budget discussions.
I mean, I echo Senator Dunn's assessment of the way you've come in and taken charge. Now we've got to see if we got the goal in line and how we can achieve it.
Thank you, Senator Machado.
Yes. Any further public comment?
Mr. Chair and member, the hour is late and I will not hold the committee. Two additional issues that we would bring to the committee's attention. First of all, the implementation of Medicare Part D, which we have 3.5 million Californians who will be enrolling in that. We've had 1 million who are both covered by Medi-Cal and Medicare who've already had a bumpy transition. But we have the other 3.5 million that are covered simply by Medicare that will be enrolling later this year. We believe the department has an important role to play, both through its regulatory authority and through its standing with its knowledge about how managed care plans work and also its authority over other lines of business for these plans. For example, many of these enrollees will be in Kaiser, Blue Cross, and the like. And so we would seek the opportunity to come back to this committee to have a further discussion of that issue, given the hour and the lengthy hearing today. With the indulgence, is that a yes, Mr. Chair?
That's a thank you for your presentation.
Okay. The second item that we would bring to the attention of the committee is the Consumer Participation Program, which is a $350,000 a year item in the budget. Which sunsets at the end of this year. We cannot tell from the information before us what the intent of the department is with respect to that. We would seek to have that sunset extended and would hope to as well discuss that with you at another time.
Okay, thank you.
Senator. Mr. Chairman, may I just add on that point, when we come back with a special order of business on the consumer participation program, that the department will be able to update us on how many groups have applied for that kind of funding? Has any funding been awarded? How you plan to deal with the sunset that will be coming unless we take some action?
Please to do so.
Thank you.
Senator, I'm Bill Barcelona. I'm Vice President for Government Relations for the California Association of Physician Groups, and we are strongly in support of the department's budget request here today. I'm sorry I couldn't make my comments earlier when Senator Dunn was speaking. I would like to note for the record that the department's actions in the area of the provider complaint unit have been made with all due speed. There have been two important appellate cases that have been going on for the past 2 years, the second of which was only decided less than a month ago. The department has put in tremendous effort in developing this unit. We'll have to expend considerable effort to do so in the future, and I would urge the members of this budget subcommittee to support the department in its efforts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Landsberg with Western Center on Law and Poverty. Speaking to the earlier two issues that Ms. Capel raised, we similarly are concerned about the continuation of the consumer participation program. It's vital to make sure that consumers are at the table when the department's regulations get implemented. We also are very concerned about the few bad actors that may be involved in the Medicare Part D plans and want to see as much state oversight as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public testimony?
May I quickly respond to just both of those points? First of all, one of our biggest issues, of course, is that because of Medicare, we are preempted from a lot of engagement. Having said that, we're very committed to doing what we can within the authority we can exercise to try and make sure that folks are getting the drugs they needed. Secondly, the consumer participation program, again, our commitment is to make sure that the average Joe has the right to come before us. We have held numerous, in the last several weeks, we held two hearings regarding our language access program that we're establishing, in which we heard from over 100, again, ordinary citizens. That's the kind of commitment that we just really believe is essential, is to hear the stories of average people, as well as to make sure that those advocacy organizations are properly structured into our processes as well. Our website was redesigned to allow stakeholder input through the web-based system as opposed to having to file a piece of paper with us, so they could sit in their jammies at night and type their responses to our proposed regulations. Again, our commitment is to make sure that folks can find out what we're doing and respond to it.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Keel,
to the department, is the department currently expending the intervener funds in the consumer participation program?
The intervener, oh, you mean the consumer participation?
Correct.
Funds. We have had, essentially, it's a three-step process, and it is a lengthy process. It requires an initial determination that you're eligible to participate. It then requires that you apply on a particular regulation to participate. Then, of course, the regulation takes around it a year to develop through the entire process, and then at the end of that process, the organization that's been approved is paid in essentially back payment for their participation. Because of that, we've had five requests for eligibility determination right now. 19 have been approved to participate, and we have one that is currently participating in one of our regulations. If you'll recall, we had a moratorium on regulation development. Therefore, we have been somewhat slowed in terms of that development process. But we do, in fact, have an organization right now that has applied and is participating in a particular regulation.
It sounds as though no funds have been expended, though, in 05 for that purpose.
That is my understanding, yes.
All right. Then, and so when we come back, though, I would like to have the kind of the full picture on the sunset and on the regulation packages that are currently pending.
Certainly.
Thank
Pleased
you.
To do so.
Okay. Thank you again. I look forward to the continued conversations as we delve into these issues. And again, this is not to be looked as a criticism to the people in your department or to you, and nor look at the actions of this as being final, but as an opportunity to work to resolve these issues.
We appreciate it. I just only have to note that the other guys who were up here made it look so easy.
Okay. With that, this meeting's now adjourned.
I was perhaps lulled into a false sense of...
This meeting's now adjourned.
All right, thank you.